One does not simply walk into Mordor. Its black gates are guarded by more than just orcs. There is evil there that does not sleep.
Hello, and welcome to the Novel Ideas Podcast.
The Novel Ideas Podcast, a podcast with two siblings who love books.
Yeah, we love books so much. Wait a minute.
Yeah, this isn't the Novel Ideas Podcast.
This is the Who's Better, Bill Paxton or Sean Bean Podcast.
Yeah, fuck books.
Jeez, we only watch movies up in this house.
Yeah, we only watch movies. That's why I haven't seen, like, 80% of these movies. I mean, this is going to be a well-educated debate.
Ben is the world's biggest Bill Paxton fanboy.
Despite what I just said, I will still use more facts in this debate than any presidential candidate.
Lol. Well, I guess just to give you guys a little bit of background on these fellas.
So these are two actors, one American, one British. And both of them have a penchant for dying before the movie they're in is over.
Yeah, both of them are very well known for dying.
More accurately, the characters they play.
Yeah, I guess they don't literally die all the time. Although that'd be pretty impressive. But if you type Sean Bean space into Google, one of the hits is deaths.
Yeah, same thing for Bill Paxton. If you type Bill Paxton into Google, one of the first couple of options is dies.
So did you get a final count on how often Bill Paxton dies?
It is at least, let's see, it's at least 12, but I think that list isn't entirely up to date. I think it's actually 14 or 15.
Sean Bean has an impressive 25 deaths on screen. It's even more impressive when you consider the fact that, like, the other 50% of stuff he's been in is a recurring role on a British TV movie series.
Yeah, I was actually kind of surprised to see that. That's based on a series of books that our mother is actually really into, if you didn't know that.
Yeah, the Sharp series.
The Sharp series.
And being the absolute complete Lord of the Rings nerd that I am, either watching commentary or a making of or something, I discovered that the scene where Boromir touches the sword and it, you know, the broken sword, and it cuts his finger and he says, "Still sharp." In the script, it's actually sharp spelled with an E at the end. And it's supposed to be a nod to his character.
That's cute.
Yeah. I was like, oh my god!
Film nerdiness!
But otherwise, as absolutely unimportant to everybody. Yeah, no biggie.
No biggie. Alright, so we're going to start by whipping through the filmography of these two gentlemen.
Esteemed scholars.
Yes, touching on the movies where they die, of course, and maybe a couple of the ones where they don't. At least the most interesting ones.
Yeah. Do you want to start, or shall I?
Oh, let's start with Mr. Bill Paxton.
All right.
Since he dies slightly less often. So, the first movie that he's in that I've actually heard of, I think, is The Terminator in 1984. Interesting because there is much debate on the internet over whether he's actually dead in this movie or not. Some maintain he is merely knocked out while his buddy is the one who was actually killed.
And if you're thinking, Bill Paxton's in The Terminator? This is the scene at the beginning when Arnold walks up naked to a group of punks.
Your clothes, give them to me.
Give them to me. Which is a line I only knew because of Foxtrot.
Because of Foxtrot! Amazing.
Yep. My argument for him actually dying in Terminator is, it's the fucking Terminator. Like, in the first movie, he just kills everybody.
Right. And, I mean, come on. Like, he took these clothes from these punks and he let a couple of them live?
Yeah.
Police.
I don't think
This is a killer robot who single-handedly shoots up an entire police station.
Yeah.
pretty sure that he killed all
this. This isn't monsters. Terminator 2, guys.
Yeah. Besides, even if he merely knocked him out, he, like, died of a brain hemorrhage later the next day or something. Yeah,
totally.
He got terminated. let's see. Weird Science, Commando. Commando not on the list of movies he dies in, which is weird, because that's another movie where everybody not played dies. By Arnold Schwarzenegger dies. Aliens, which might be his most iconic death scene.
Aliens is fantastic.
Playing Private Hudson, and of course, game over, man! Game over!
He's such an awesome character in that movie. He's
the best. Appeared on an episode of Miami Vice, where, according to the internet, he died. Probably several of these next movies, people who aren't me have actually heard of and seen, but we get up to Navy SEALs, where he plays a sniper codenamed God, who of course dies. Then Predator 2, where he of course dies. Scrolling up a little bit farther, Tombstone, Morgan Earp, dies.
One of the best movies of all time, by
also,
the way.
Also, yeah, one of my top three favorite films.
I love Tombstone.
Which gives you an idea of how much of a film buff I am not, probably, but that movie is fucking
or
amazing.
Just gives you an idea of our taste.
Yeah, that's right. He was in True Lies, where he doesn't die unless you count... Another Arnold Schwarzenegger film, by the way.
Yeah.
Unless you count Arnold's little fantasy moment, where I think he breaks his neck or something after he's being obnoxious. Apollo 13, of course, where he does not die.
Surprisingly, yes. You would think everyone in the movie would die, but no one dies in that movie.
The real-life story, for that matter, you'd think everyone would die. You'd think that thing would just be coasting millions of miles beyond the moon right now, full of dead astronauts.
Yeah. Totally not. And even when you find out that one of the characters dies, like, not that long after the events of the movie, he's not that character.
He's not that character.
It's Kevin Bacon.
Then in Twister.
Twister.
Which is another one of my favorite movies ever.
Twister's amazing.
Arguably, as a film, one of his worst movies.
Oh, yeah.
But
it's real bad.
So fun.
Fun fact about Twister contains a young Philip Seymour Hoffman who is fucking amazing.
I didn't make that connection until we were kicking this around a couple of months ago. So, like, late 2012, I made the connection that that character in Twister was Philip Seymour Hoffman.
You have to rewatch Twister just once you know that. And then watch Capote and be like, what the fuck?
It's the guy who goes, food.
Yeah. Yep. And he's driving around with Bill Paxton's fiance, laughing his ass off while she's screaming the entire
time. It's that guy.
It's that guy.
So good. He was in Titanic, another movie where, weirdly, did not die.
Yeah, because a lot of people died in Titanic.
He's one of those rich cunts who got on a lifeboat.
He wasn't even in the Titanic plotline, Ben. He's in the modern day. He wears an earring.
U-571 dies.
You skip over Mighty Joe Young.
Oh, my bad.
Greatest movie about a gorilla.
Mighty Joe Young.
Better than King Kong.
He does not die in that.
No.
U-571 dies. Vertical Limit dies. Frailty dies. Spy Kids 2, I'm assuming does not die.
No, because he's in Spy Kids 3D.
Yeah, there you go.
And his name is Dinky Winks, which is stupid.
Stupid. Club Dread dies. Also, another great movie. If you're a Broken Lizard fan. Same guys who did Super Troopers did Club Dread. It's quite amusing. Most people probably don't know that, because why would they? Let's see. Thunderbirds, I kind of vaguely remember seeing trailers for. Big Love, of course.
Yeah, that's what most people probably know him for.
Yeah, he was on that 2006 through 2011, so he wasn't really in film a whole lot.
And he was the main character, so...
And he pops up in the Hatfields and McCoys miniseries, where...
On the History Channel.
Of course, he dies.
He dies. It's one of my favorite Bill Paxton deaths, actually.
So, real quick, I'm going to run down the list of things where he dies. And that would be Aliens, something called Near Dark. I think it involves vampires, because there was something in the thread that said, in this movie, he technically dies twice. Predator 2, Navy SEALs, Tombstone, Frailty, Club Dread, U-571, Vertical Limit, One False Move, I have no idea what that is, Navy SEALs, the TV episode of Miami Vice, Terminator, arguably, and Hatfields and the McCoys, which makes for a total of 14, 15 if you count him dying twice in Near Dark.
All right. So on the Sean Bean side of things, I'm going to have to skip a ton of his early stuff because it's British TV that I've never heard of. I will point out that he was in the movie Caravaggio in 1986. Notable only for the fact that Caravaggio is one of my favorite painters and that he died in a movie the year before I was born.
Oh.
He was done even before I was born.
Also, I'll point out how closely the careers of these two men overlap, because Bill Paxton was in a couple of small roles leading up to Terminator, which is also a small role. But that was in 1984, and Sean Bean's first credit is in 1984 in Caravaggio. It was in 1986, so these guys both started right around the same time.
Yeah. Good point, Ben. He's in War Requiem as a German soldier, notable only for the fact that he dies. Lorna Doone, which is a TV movie based on a book. He plays Carver Doone, where he dies. The Field, he's an Irish farmer who dies. Clarissa, he plays Lovelace. Looks like a 4-episode miniseries, dies. Patriot Games, which maybe is the first one any of you have heard of. Guys.
The Harrison Ford vehicle.
Yeah. A bunch of sharp stuff, like I mentioned before.
Black Beauty.
Black Beauty, which is my favorite film credit, because, holy shit, Black Beauty! Yeah, that I love that movie!
That comes out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Farmer Gray, was he significant? I have never actually seen that movie.
I don't even remember who Farmer Gray is, but I do remember crying a lot. Let's see, we have more sharp stuff. Goldeneye, he plays the bad guy.
Oh, he sure does.
Of course he dies. Skipping over some stuff.
A bunch more sharp stuff.
Yeah, a bunch of sharp stuff. Don't Say a Word, which is a super shitty movie made in 2001. I think starring Brittany Murphy, I want to say. He was the bad guy, got killed.
Did he die in Ronin? Is that on your list somewhere?
I'm not sure.
I feel like that was a movie where people died. I also feel like the early part of his American Hollywood film career was him playing sophisticated-sounding British villains.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I think one of the reasons he dies so much is because he's a British villain in a lot of things. And Americans love that shit.
They love their villains to, or at least the classy villains, to have English accents.
I'm almost surprised he wasn't in The Patriot, starring Mel Gibson.
Yeah, right?
Took Jason Isaacs instead. He was in Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring.
Of course.
One of his most notable deaths,
which does not include his most iconic line, perhaps, but the of course, Boromir line.
Oh, one does not simply walk into Mordor.
That's right up there with Game Over, man.
Not with 10,000 men could you do this. It is a gift. I just watched this movie like 2 days ago.
They're coming down the walls, man! We're fucked!
He will take the ring to Sauron! Frodo! We have Equilibrium, well-known Christian Bale movie where Christian Bale shoots everyone in the entire world, including Sean Bean.
That's a fun movie.
Yeah, it's awesome. He was in a TV version of Henry VIII, which I actually watched for my history thesis, and he plays a Christian rebel who gets killed.
I was going to argue that that's something you would have to remark on at some point, no matter what, anyway.
Yeah. It's actually fairly good, although Helena Bonham Carter played Anne Boleyn, which I thought was fucked up and weird. Just because the stuff she's normally in, I think. He was in the bastion of good filmmaking, Troy, in 2004.
Though, to be fair, Odysseus's character was maybe the only character who was not a piece of shit in that movie.
I would make, and he does not die.
Because I remember walking out of that movie with one of my buddies and him saying, you know, if they wanted to go ahead and make the Odyssey, I'd watch that Odysseus.
Yeah.
In another movie.
He has a pretty interesting Odysseus.
It's like, yeah, as long as it wasn't written or directed by any of the same people.
Yeah, because that movie is god-awful.
Is it awful enough to be enjoyable?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It is that awful.
I remember it being awful. I don't remember if I was entertained at the time.
Yeah, it's pretty entertaining. Especially if you're with someone who's read the Iliad before. Double entertaining.
All right, we'll put it on the list.
All right. He was in National Treasure, which is a movie I actually fucking love. Bad British guy in that. I actually don't know why he wanted the Declaration of Independence if he was British, but, you know,
just
whatever.
To have it, you
just,
know.
Just because he's a dick.
He could wave it in America's face and be like, ah!
I have your declaration.
You're not independent anymore. He took it.
He's in The Island. I actually never seen that movie, but he dies in it. Some Flight Plan, starring Jodie Foster, dies, I think he dies in Flight Plan. He's the bad guy in The Hitcher, dies. Far North, dies. Percy Jackson in The Olympians does not die.
All right.
Because he's motherfucking Zeus.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, can't die.
So I'm actually taking a step back for a second. I'm now wishing that I was slightly more of a gamer so I could answer this question. But he apparently voiced a character in The Elder Scrolls IV, Oblivion, and I really want to know if that character dies.
Make it happen, Internet! Good call. In a movie called Cash, Pike Cubic, which sounds vaguely dirty and vaguely racist.
Yeah, actually, both of those things.
Yeah, I was like, Pike Pubic? What's going on here? Black Death, which I would just like to point out, he dies by getting quartered while he has the bubonic plague.
That is arguably the best or worst death in the history of cinema.
That's awesome. Death Race 2, amazing.
Nice.
And then most noticeably and most recently probably Game of Thrones.
The original spoiler bomb! Ned Stark dies!
And if you have never watched that black guy watching that episode of Game of Thrones, you totally should.
Completely losing his shit.
He is so angry. Oh, it's amazing. So, I probably won't run through all these movies again, but I did want to point out that it's 25 deaths on screen for Sean Bean.
All right, so now we're going to attempt to settle briefly.
Yes.
Which of these two is superior?
Yes.
Do we want to base this argument on overall career, on who has the better deaths, or consider those as two separate problems and average them out?
Let's do that one.
Okay.
We'll start with coolest deaths.
All right.
How about that?
Okay.
So, anything notable about Bill Paxton's deaths?
Well, Bill Paxton is the only person to have been killed by a Terminator, a Predator, and an alien.
Which
so,
is...
So, that's pretty badass.
Pretty awesome. I would also like to point out that Bill Paxton's death in Tombstone causes Wyatt Earp to go on an unholy rampage and brings you the best moments of that movie.
Stay tuned for episode 2 of the Who Is Better, Bill Paxton or Sean Bean podcast, where we just quote Val Kilmer's Doc Holliday the entire time.
We just quote Tombstone the entire time. You tell him I'm coming, and hell's coming with me!
I believe Wyatt's down by the river, walking on water.
Val Kilmer... okay, this has nothing to do with Bill Paxton. But historians who have studied Doc Holliday generally think Val Kilmer has probably, because again, you can't be entirely sure,
right,
the best portrayal of him, most accurate portrayal of him on film.
Sweet.
He gets the humor and, like,
fatalism.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mixed together perfectly.
So. Also, historians who have studied Tombstone have decided that Val Kilmer's portrayal of Doc Holliday is the best portrayal of any character ever in the history of film.
So a couple points in Sean Bean's favor, aside from getting quartered while he has the bubonic plague, which is pretty amazing. Good. In the field, I mentioned he plays an Irish farmer. He falls over a cliff while running away from a herd of stampeding cows. Well, doing it Lion King style.
That's novel.
Novel Deaths, the podcast.
In Patriot Games, he's beaten, impaled on a boat anchor, and then blown up.
Pretty sure that's not how that went in the book, if memory serves.
And in GoldenEye, he is ironically killed by being crushed to death under the antenna that he...
was going to use to do whatever it is that Bond villains do.
Yes.
Exactly. Think they're going to take over the world. They're slightly better at it than Nintendo characters, but not by much.
And then I think probably my, a big point in his favor is his death in Fellowship of the Ring, where he is shot not by one, not by two, but three fucking huge arrows.
It does take some pretty serious killing to finally take him down.
And I mean, these are big arrows. Like, you're right. This is like a arrow the size of a hobbit, I feel like.
Right, this is like a serious longbow arrow, not like a little crossbow bolt that you don't even notice is there.
Yeah. And he saves the hobbit's lives.
That's true.
Although, rewatching that movie recently, I did notice that the orcs shouldn't even be trying to kill the hobbits in the first place, because they're supposed to take them to Sauron.
Oops.
But one of the orcs is totally going to hack, like, Pippin in half.
Well, orcs are not known for being very smart.
That's true.
Anyone can tell you that. I think that's true even in non-Lord of the Rings fantasy mythology, though I'm pretty sure all of that mythology is at least loosely based on Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, yeah. Most mythology.
Bill Paxton, I did point out, did die twice in one of those movies, technically, because vampirism was involved. So we'll throw that point in his favor somewhat, and he does, I think, pretty inarguably have the best kill-death scene line of either character with the game over, man!
Well, is that better than my... Oh, fuck, I can't remember the line. When he dies in Lord of the Rings!
I think it's pretty close.
He calls Aragorn his king.
That's true. A little bit of plot hint there, yeah. I think I would say they're pretty even in this category, with maybe a slight edge going to Sean Bean based on volume of death.
That's what I was going to say, based on volume. And, I mean, you got to admit, the Ned Stark death is like...
is one of the all-time shockers for people who...
haven't been...
don't read.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I actually remember seeing an article...
And actually, even for people who do read, because it's pretty surprising in the book, too.
Well, he's set up as the protagonist.
Yeah, definitely.
And then he has the end of book one.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the...
Gurm!
As we've already established, Gurm is amazing, and literally no one is safe. Okay. Well, what about careers?
All right. So, in terms of careers...
I think Bill Paxton should get an automatic lose for having been in Titanic.
I think he should get an automatic win for being in Tombstone. At worst, those cancel each other out.
Let's face it, Titanic is a pile of shit. Vertical Limit, also a terrible movie.
As it turns out. He
is in Apollo 13.
Which is a really good movie.
Which is legitimately a good movie and not just, like, Tombstone good.
Twister, which is really fun. It's more like Tombstone good, except it's not as good as Tombstone.
No, and it's worse than Tombstone as well. I don't even know if that made any sense.
So what's worse, Troy or Titanic?
Ooh, Titanic's longer.
True. But... I feel like the second half of Titanic is a pretty decent movie.
Yeah. Well, it has pretty good special effects. Troy does feature some pretty god-awful nonsense. Although it does star a mostly naked Brad Pitt and Eric Bana. Points in
balances favor? A little bit. Oh, and Kate Winslet is nude in Titanic. That's pretty badass.
If you count the extended version of The Two Towers, Boromir does appear in each one of the Lord of the Rings movies.
No, it's not bad.
And Return of the King won as many, if not more, Oscars than Titanic.
Oh, how about that?
And arguably actually deserved them, unlike Titanic.
Well, I would tend to agree with that point, certainly. I think part of how you decide this is if you're more of a science fiction or more of a fantasy type of person. Because Alien, Predator, Terminator versus Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones.
Slash that plague movie we were just
talking about. Oh, yeah, that one too.
And Henry VIII. So, my question, National Treasure is equal to Twister?
Yeah, those are probably about equivalent.
In seriousness and plausibility. What about Equilibrium?
Equilibrium, I think, is a movie that people who like action movies are probably really aware of, and that lots of other people are not.
Yeah.
It's just a guess. Amazingly, it's a movie that I've actually seen, because I never see movies.
And like I said, it is worth seeing, because Christian Bale does shoot the entire world.
It's pretty cool. It was pretty fun.
Okay, so Sean Bean's side, we have Black Beauty. Do we have an equally moving tearjerker on Bill Paxton's list?
Let's see.
Does he appeal to young girls as well?
Scrolling.
Or boys who like horses.
Scrolling through the filmography, I'm going to have to say no, though he is in Mighty Joe Young.
Ooh, which is a tearjerker. I guess Titanic kind of counts, but not in the same way, because Mighty Joe Young's about a gorilla, so it's an animal sentimental story.
And there's big love if you're into dramatic presentation, I guess. Versus the enormous run of Sharp stuff.
And Game of Thrones. And Game although of Thrones. Sharp is more on par in terms of number of years.
Yeah. I don't know if I could even say that. Like, in terms of who's been in more good movies or more iconic movies, again, their careers are kind of weirdly parallel.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, we can think of 5 or 6 big movies most people have seen for each one of them.
Yeah, I think Sean Bean probably is one of the 2 top-billed people more often. Top 2 or 3 billed people than Bill Paxton.
I mean, you can also say his name as Sean Bean.
That's true.
And he never gets confused with Bill Pullman, unlike Bill Paxton.
Also, for some reason, there was like a 5-year stretch where I couldn't tell Bill Paxton and Michael Biehn apart.
Oh my god! Young Michael Biehn and young Bill Paxton look so much the same.
Yes, they do.
Older Bill Paxton, so much better looking than older Michael Biehn.
Yeah.
He did not age well. He looks horrible.
Also, it doesn't help that Bill Paxton and Michael Biehn in many of the same movies early on.
Yeah, they're both in Terminator.
They're both in Terminator. They are both in Aliens. They are both in Navy SEALs. Again, weird that I've seen that movie because I don't ever watch movies. But yeah, they tend to pop up in the same place. Especially when guns are involved.
Well, let's see. Okay, so Sean Bean is actually 4 years younger than Bill Paxton.
Okay.
Which I did not expect. I thought it was going to be the other way around.
If anything.
Who's more attractive?
We'll probably have to lean a little bit towards Sean Bean, frankly.
Yeah?
He wears a beard well.
He does. He has a British accent, which helps.
Yeah.
though this profile pic on IMDb is pretty bad.
Smirky face. Yeah.
Plus, I'm just not used to seeing him without facial hair at this point.
That's a solid point.
Versus Bill Paxton and his big ol' square jaw.
He does have nice blue eyes, though. So, let's see. Bill Paxton has 5 upcoming productions. Sean Bean has 4 upcoming productions. So, that doesn't help.
That... You know, I think it's pretty darn close to a draw.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything that's going to break one of them ahead of the other.
So, I think it really just does come down to whether you're more of a science fiction or more of a fantasy person.
And if you liked Twister or National Treasure.
Yeah. Or if you like them both.
Or you think anything is bad enough willing that would discredit either actor.
So...
Sean Bean does have the slight edge just because he has a higher death count, though.
Right, we will give him the slight edge in volume. He had the slight edge in the first category. We're going to call the second one a draw, and I guess that means that in the narrowest of margins, Sean Bean defeats Bill Paxton. The question is settled forever, or at least until the next round of movies comes out where they both die.
Yeah.
They should be in a movie together.
That would be awesome.
Where they both die.
Yeah. Together.
Possibly mutually.
They should be boyfriends and die together.
They should be AIDS. They should be samurai boyfriends and kill each other in a duel.
Perfect. Samurai white boyfriends.
That's why it's so amazing. And like one of the most English actors and one of the most American actors.
That's very true.
Like, is not samurai. Like, arguably even less samurai than Tom Cruise. Not that I need to go to that place.
That movie. So awful.
So bad.
Oh my god. Although, at least The Last Samurai acknowledges that Tom Cruise is white. They don't just pretend he's...
True.
Like, the plot in the movie basically revolves around him being white. But then it also revolves around a white man saving Asian people.
Yup.
Tears. Oh, my tears.
Okay, well, I think that's going to wrap up the Who is Better, Sean Bean or Bill Paxton podcast. With our vote... Narrowly and somewhat grudgingly, in my case, going to Sean Bean.
To Sean Bean.
So, I guess it doesn't matter what we've been reading because we're not talking about books. So,
fuck books.
We will be posting a traditional novel ideas that is actually novel ideas.
Yes.
Here in a few days about Doubt
by John Patrick Shanley.
A play that I just read for the first time today. In fact, it was excellent.
It is excellent.
I'm looking forward to discussing it. And I guess that's going to be all for this week. And we'll see you later.
Game over, man!
Well, that's great. That's just fucking great, man. Now what the fuck are we supposed to do? We're some real pretty shit now, man.
Are you finished?
Man, game over, man. It's game over. What the fuck are we gonna do now? What are we gonna do?
Maybe we could build a fire, sing a couple of songs, huh? Why don't we try that?
We better get back, because it'll be dark soon, and they mostly come at night. Mostly.